When the on-air mic goes off, the talk begins. It's Talk Talk with Martha Quinn.
Can you hear them? They talk about us, telling lies. Well, that's no surprise. I am providing the musical introduction to episode number 152 of Talk Talk with Martha Quinn. We're super excited about this. We have a special guest joining us this morning. Christy, this is a musical legend.
It is. And I know you've been talking about this all week long.
I have. You know, Talk Talk with Martha Quinn is the podcast where you normally hear chit chat between me, Christy, and Karina, the Martha Quinn Show ladies. The Martha Quinn Show airs 6 to 10, Monday through Friday on 80s Plus at 103.7. And right now, we are so excited to welcome to episode number 152 of Talk Talk with Martha Quinn, a woman who's going to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame next Saturday, the drummer for the most successful all-woman rock band of all time, Gina Shock of the Go-Go's.
Woo, 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 woo. I'm talking to my buddy Martha. Very nice, babe. Very nice.
Gina, what an October you're having. I mean, next Saturday, you and the Go-Go's inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And in just a few days, your book is coming out. It's called Made in Hollywood, All Access with the Go-Go's. First, let me ask you something about the Rock Hall. Drew Barrymore is inducting you. How does the inductor get chosen? Do you give them your dream list, or how does this happen?
Yeah, yes, exactly. We gave them a list, and they told us, you know, oh, has this person been on here before? Have they ever been in the Rock Hall before? Blah, 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 blah. And Drew was on the list, and she's never done anything with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And, you know, Drew, the thing that's so cool about her inducting us is that she's actually been a fan of this band since she was a kid. She was backstage at many of our shows and has been over the years. I mean, we watched her grow up into, like, this wonderful woman that she is today. I'm so proud and happy for her that she's, you know, she's made it. She went through some tough times like we all do.
Mm-hmm.
But she's just amazing, and she's like a real fan.
So cool. And so I'm wondering who else is on your list. Like, my first guess for who would be inducting you, I thought right away, Sting.
Oh, yeah. You know what? His name never came up, actually.
Really? Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
No, person's name who did come up was Billy Joe Armstrong, because we have a relationship with him, you know. He co-wrote a song on God Bless the Go-Go's. And so, you know, he actually called and asked if he could do it. So, you know, but it was unfortunate that, you know, that couldn't happen.
I think it is nice that it's a female, because, you know, you were so influential and showing girls that they could rock.
Yeah, it's pretty cool that it's Drew. And, you know, like I said, we've sort of watched her grow up, and she's a real fan of the band. That's nice.
It is very nice. That's so cool. And in your book, I'm talking to Gina Shock, drummer for the Go-Go's, Made in Hollywood, All Access with the Go-Go's. What you did, Gina, is you corralled 40 years worth of photographs and memorabilia. I personally could spend hours with a magnifying glass analyzing things like the posters you had on your bedroom wall as a kid, all your different eras of style. But the photo I want to zoom in on is the one that, to me, captured on film the electric love moment you had with David Bowie. Now, because we're on the radio, would you be so kind as to describe the photo I'm talking about?
Well, the photo that you're describing is from the Sirius Moonlight Tour. I had met David Bowie years before that, honestly, let me talk about the book. That photo was taken, Sirius Moonlight Tour. And that was, I think, the third time that I met him. The first time I met him was in 1980 when we were playing the Ritz in New York City. And he came backstage after we played. I mean, we didn't even have a record deal then. And then I met him in the 90s when he was in, you know, when he was doing Tin Machine with the Sales Brothers. So, I met him a couple times. You know, he was such a gentleman. What a lovely guy. And to meet one of, you know, somebody I idolized growing up. Wow, what a thrill. What a thrill that was. But that's,
if I'm not mistaken, you had a David Bowie poster on your bedroom wall as a kid. I saw that in one of your photos.
Of course. I mean, I was crazy about him, you know. I mean, his music changed my life. It was, you know, he was one of those, a very influential person in my life, you know. And music was everything to me growing up. It's what I lived for. It was everything, everything.
So when you guys were playing the Ritz in 1980, did you know that David Bowie was in the audience?
No, so check this out, Martha. David Bowie was in the audience, Pete Townsend, all the guys from Madness, because we had just played England with them, and John and Yoko were there.
What?
Unfortunately, yeah, yes, yes. John and Yoko were there, and they left during the encore. So we were pretty bummed about it. And then, of course, several months later, he was murdered. So, you know. Yeah, that was pretty heavy. But I did, they came backstage. We were in the VIP room, and Bowie and his assistant, Coco, who was with him everywhere during those days, came back, and I met him. And I was, kind of speechless because I couldn't believe I was meeting David Bowie. And then Pete Townsend was there, and he was kind of out of it, and he had his arms draped around one girl on each side, kind of walking him around the VIP area. I think he was having too much of a good time. But yeah, I've had some incredible times, let me tell you.
You have. I mean, your book is filled with them. It's called Made in Hollywood, All Access with the Go-Go's. Was there a photo that you thought, oh, this might be too personal, but you decided to put it in anyway?
Well, those the clown family ones are a little risque. They're a little goofy. But you know what? We did all that stuff. I'm not ashamed of anything we did. We were just a gang of girls having a great time, living large, and I just happened to have a camera hanging around my neck to document all this stuff. I mean, I didn't know all these years later that I was kind of become the unofficial archivist of the band, but I save everything, Martha. I mean, I'm not a hoarder, don't get me wrong, but I do save things that are important to me, and this has been my life, so every bit of it's important to me when it comes to the Go-Go's.
Well, this is a painful subject to me, Gina, because I throw everything out. For example, the Beat It jacket that Michael Jackson gave me. I don't know where it is. I'm so bad. So when I see all the stuff that you have in your book, which, by the way, is coming out next Tuesday, I just was like, I have nothing. I'm so envious of you. Do you think that you were always forward thinking, or you just are a collector by nature? Uh-huh. What's your story with this?
I am a sentimentalist. All those things that I've saved, they meant something to me, and they still do. And that's why I've saved them over the years, because it's my history. And it's there in photographs and in words in the book. And they mean a lot to me. I would pull them out. I'd pull photos out, and sometimes I'd bring them on tour, and we'd get hysterical. The band would just get hysterical looking at all the photographs I've taken over the years. You look at a picture and you remember everything that was going on. And the girls wanted me to put this book together for a long time. Everybody was like gung ho to get this done. It was just, I had to find the right person to help me get it all together, because it's a monumental task.
I mean, you must have had boxes and boxes and boxes that you were going through.
You are right. I have them in drawers. I have, under the bed, in the closet. And, and I had them all those, like, in photo albums.
With that sticky paper?
Yeah, yeah. I was, practically ruining everything. And they were like, Gina, don't, be really careful when you pull them off of those strips. You're going to ruin the photo. And I was like, oh, hell, I've had them for years. And they weren't so precious to me, I mean, in that respect. I was just sort of pulling them all out and throwing them in the middle of the floor.
Gina, take me into the moment you first saw your future band, the Go-Go's.
I had just moved to L.A. within the last couple months, and I was playing in a couple bands. And the guy that I was staying with at the time, Steve, said, Gina, there's this band called the Go-Go's. I'm going to take you to see him, and you're going to kick that drummer out and join the band, and you're going to become famous. Anyway, Steve took me to see them play at Club 88 in L.A., and they were having such a blast on stage, and they were, like, trying to be really hardcore punk with their cherub little faces, look like little kids with all this harsh makeup and trying to act real tough. But they were having such a great time on stage, and I was coming from a place where I was so serious about music, and I thought, wow, I love that. And also, the thing is, I felt like there was something special. The songs they were playing they didn't have that much of a repertoire at that time anyway, but it felt like, some of those melodies were really catchy, and it just appealed to me in every way. And so, God, I guess it was like a week or two later, Steve's brother Doug was having a party, and you know, everybody in the punk scene, all the bands, everybody was invited to the party. And I met, I think, Margot and Belinda, or maybe Margot, Jane, and Belinda there. And they said, oh, we're looking for a drummer. And I was like, well, I'm looking to join a band, which I was lying because I was already in a band, but I was like, I wasn't really into it that much. And I invited them over to Steve's house, and Steve lived in this kind of shack in the midst of mansions up in Beverly Glen. And I had all my equipment that I had in my father's pickup truck when I drove across country. I had a PA system set up in his living room, amplifiers, and my drums. I mean, this is cracked. And anyway, they came over, plugged in, we played a couple songs, and that was that. It was I knew that was the band I'd be in.
And if you could go back to yourself at Club 88, seeing the Go-Go's, and if you could whisper to yourself a message, what would it be?
The message would be, do exactly what you're thinking. Meet them, shake them up, get them to be more professional in their attitudes, and start rehearsing a lot more.
Oh, so that's what you were thinking. You had some thoughts about how they could improve.
Absolutely. I knew what I could inject in them, and I knew what they could inject in me. They could give me an air of fun when I'm playing, not so serious. And I felt like I could give them more of a professional attitude. You know, like they were just there having fun, right, with their buddies. I had driven across country in search of a band that I could join and make it, right? And I'd risked everything. And I was very serious about what I was doing. So the combination of where they were at the time and where I was, it fit perfectly. It worked beautifully with each other, you know?
That is so amazing. And what I love about that is that you thought, okay, they need to be more professional. But I saw Jane Wiedlin write about how she gave you sort of a Jane Wiedlin makeover. And Boy George said something to me so interesting about the 80s is that it was a time before stylists. So, you know, we yeah. all just, you know, what was the Jane Wiedlin makeover that you went through?
The Jane Wiedlin makeover was the makeover that everybody was going through. And that was nobody had any money. So all of the clothes you got were from thrift stores. Everything was from the thrift store. We go shopping every weekend, go to thrift stores. And, of course, my hair, I look like a crazy person. And so we cut my hair off really short and dyed it black. And I was ready. That was it. And some thrift stores, some great outfits from thrift stores. That was my makeover.
Amazing, incredible ride that you have had. If you were to give one Gina Shock era the title of the best of times, which era would it be, Gina?
Oh, my God, of course it would have to be the struggle, you know, the early 80s. That's always the best time. I think most people say it because it is true. You know, the struggle just before you make it. I look back on all those times and I just have to smile about it. It's kind of beautiful.
Isn't that interesting? Because that's the period of time that when you're in it, you're trying to put behind you.
Yeah, I know, right? It's exactly how it is. Yeah, you can't wait for what's ahead of you. You just want to get out of where you are right now and move forward, you know? That's absolutely true.
But I think, you know, everybody hearing, you know, Guns N' Roses talking about, you know, when they had that one apartment on the Sunset Strip or whatever, Motley Crue sharing house. That's always the stories that you hear. You know, the VJs, we all shared one tiny dressing room in that first studio that you've been at, that little crazy little studio that we had on the west side of Manhattan. And, you know, those are the best of times, the struggling times. It's a good thing to remember. It's a good life lesson to remember.
Well, everybody's band together at that point in time. You know what I mean? You need each other's support, and everybody was happy to give it. You know, we all wanted each other to succeed. It was a really wonderful time in the music scene for, you know, I mean, I'm so happy that that's when things happened for the Go-Go's and for myself. It was a really cool time.
Well, I am so proud of you guys that you're going to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I don't know if this made it into the documentary, but they asked me why hadn't you guys been inducted into the Rock and Roll Fame, you know, the Go-Go's documentary that I was part of. Thank you for that, by the way. And I said, it's not a question of will they, it's a question of when they. And the when is October 30th. You and the Go-Go's are going to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio. And here in San Francisco, go say hi to Gina Saturday, November 13th at St. Joseph's Art Society on Howard Street in the city. That's from 6 to 9. You can follow Gina on Twitter at Real Gina Shaw. Shock. That's S-C-H-O-C-K for the latest updates on the Rock Hall induction and her book, Made in Hollywood, All Access with the Go-Go's. And before I say goodbye, Gina, do you want to shout out the all-time greatest dog rescue organization in San Francisco?
Muttville.
Yes!
I love Muttville. Rescue those senior dogs. They deserve to be rescued. They've been around. They've given a lot of love over the years. You know, you can't let them down. You can't let them get euthanized. You know, let's save them all.
It was so great to talk to you, Gina. Thank you so much. Say hey to the girls for me.
Martha, I will, and it's always a pleasure to talk to you, darling. We've been through years and years, and we're still working. We're still doing it. How cool
I know
is that?
That's pretty awesome. We're still out there. We're still rocking it. You know, when I saw the Head Over Heels show in San Francisco,
yeah,
and the curtain came up and your music came out, it brought me to tears because I felt like, wow, you know, we're all still here. We're all still rocking. The audience was so happy. It was just a power wash of good vibes. So it's really a beautiful thing.
We still get to do what we love to do.
Exactly.
We still get to do what we love to do, Martha. How lucky are we, right?
So lucky. So lucky. Maybe this is the best of times. This is, you know, this is the new best of times.
It feels like it, kind of.
It does, kind of.
It is a good time in my life. I know that. I mean, so much is happening, and it's all good.
Oh, and you guys are going out on the road with Billy Idol.
Oh, gosh. Oh, so at the end of the year, we're going to be doing like 6 or 7 shows, and we're playing at the Masonic the 26th or 27th of December, I think, in San Francisco.
Oh,
and we're doing several other shows on the West Coast. But then next summer, I think in June and July, we're going to be opening for Billy Idol in the UK. And we're playing like Wembley and Leeds Arena, and that's the first. We've never played Wembley, so I'm really excited about that.
Wow.
And it'll be very cool to be hanging out with him again. Haven't seen him in years, and we used to all hang out at the same places and same parties, and he's a good guy.
He is a good guy. He's a really good guy, and that'll be a super fun double bill. Well, Gina Shock, congratulations on your book, Made in Hollywood, All Access with the Go-Go's, and being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That is incredible.
Thanks, babe, and I hope to see you soon.
Okay, Gina, take care.
Thanks, Martha. Bye, hon.
Bye. Man, I could have talked to her for hours. Like, I wanted to ask her, wasn't she happy that she didn't know that Pete Townsend and David Bowie were in the audience? Because you'd perform differently, you'd be so nervous. I mean, honestly, her book is so good. It's called Made in Hollywood, All Access with the Go-Go's. You'll take such a trip down not only the Go-Go's memory lane, but yours as well, just seeing all of the different styles and the artists that she featured in the book. It's really, really good. Christy, did you take a look through it?
I did, and I was thinking, are these really Polaroids that are actual Polaroids, or did they just do that to make it vibey in the book?
No, they're actual Polaroids, like she was saying. She saved everything. And like I said, it's kind of it's an upsetting subject for me. Well, thank you for checking out this very special edition of our podcast. This has been episode number 152, featuring Gina Shock of the Go-Go's. I'll shout out her book one more time. It's called Made in Hollywood, All Access with the Go-Go's. And she's got that information on her Twitter account, at Real Gina Shock, like I said earlier. But yeah, it's really cool. And I'm so excited they're going to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame by Drew Barrymore. So thank you so much for being here. Until episode number 153, I'm Martha Quinn.
I'm Christy.
I'm Karina Velasquez.
Miss you ready.